I'm going to turn now to state government as we get closer and closer to the election, of course. A lot of key issues still being discussed in Raleigh in the State House and Senate, including Medicaid expansion, education funding, and a whole lot more. Joined in the studio right now by State House Representative Greg Meyer for the latest legislative update. Representative Meyer, thank you so much for being with us today.
Good morning. Hello, WCHL listeners.
So let's start by talking. We were talking before about what to start. Start with, but I think Medicaid expansion is kind of the key issue that folks are thinking about right now, if only because everyone seems to be agreed now that it's a good idea, but it still hasn't passed yet. So
we're certainly the closest that we have been to Medicaid expansion ever. And I think that the most likely scenario that we do pass Medicaid expansion is if we do it in December. We already have a special legislative session on the books for December. It's after the election, and I think that, you know, after we see what happens with the election, if it looks like we're basically going to be in the same place we are now with a Democratic governor and Republican legislature, and we know what the stakes are, I think it's possible that in those weeks between the election and that December session, we get a deal. But that is not guaranteed, because there are various forces still pushing against Medicaid expansion. Probably the most significant of which is actually just the conservative kind of MAGA members of the North Carolina House who just don't want to do it at all. And it's pretty clear that the only way that it passes is if the Speaker of the House puts it on a floor for a vote, knowing that he won't get the majority of the Republicans, but he'll get enough votes with all the Democrats and some of the Republicans to pass it. And it's just not clear that he's willing to make the members of his own caucus that angry by doing that.
A sticking point in negotiations, at least between Republicans, talking about Tim Moore and Phil Berger, seems to be certificate of need laws. What should people know about those laws?
It's a very, very wonky technical
law.
Yeah,
I'm just turning it over to you to explain this.
It basically means that the state government plays some role in regulating how quickly hospitals or other medical providers can expand on the equipment side, like on the rooms and the MRI machines and things like that. And it's designed to keep prices down by not overspending on medical infrastructure. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I think everyone agrees that there's plenty of room to kind of fix the certificate of need laws. But there's major disagreements in how they should work between the hospitals and the independent medical providers and the doctors and the legislators and everyone. That is actually a much more thorny issue than the details of Medicaid expansion.
I don't want to make this conversation all about the election, but do you think the outcome of the election in November will make a difference in terms of whether Medicaid expansion gets passed or not?
I do, because I think that on the, specifically among the House Republicans, mm-hmm. if they, for instance, were able to win a supermajority, then they probably wouldn't expand Medicaid with this current group, because they probably would want to come back and use the muscle that they have. Mm. On the other hand, it also matters with some very specific races of who wins, who loses, who's going to go home, et cetera, because there's some people who, if they're not coming back in January, they might vote for expansion in December because they know it's the right thing to do and they aren't going to pay a political cost for it at that point because they're a lame duck member. So, I mean, we're going to be counting individual votes in November and December to see if we can get there.
Speaking with State House Representative Greg Meyer for the latest update on legislative news in Raleigh. Other issues that are happening at the state level right now, you were talking before we started about offshore wind expansion, which we haven't really talked about at all, but it's a big deal.
Yeah, I think this is like one of the most underreported stories in North Carolina. No offense to you, Aaron. I mean, like, nobody's talking about this. We recently, earlier this year, the federal government got through a bidding process to the two largest offshore wind sites on the East Coast, and they're both off the coast of North Carolina. We are going to develop the largest offshore wind infrastructure manufacturing sector on the East Coast. It's all going to be in eastern North Carolina. It's going to be in parts of the state that haven't had significant economic development opportunities since the collapse of tobacco. The best thing that eastern North Carolina has seen. And we're then going to create, some estimates could be up to 30% of our energy from offshore wind that will need to be transmitted up into all the other parts of the state for how we use electricity, including in all the electric cars and trucks that are going to be manufactured in the Piedmont area. So when you think about that, the energy being produced offshore, the vehicles being produced right here in the Piedmont, especially in the Western Piedmont, it's going to be a major transformation of our economy from the coast all the way through the Western Piedmont. And Orange County is right in the middle of that.
Is that a done deal, or are there, how many obstacles are still in the way to make that happen?
It is basically a done deal, right? Like, we already have the Toyota manufacturing plant, the VinFast plant, the offshore wind leases are already set. What's going to happen next is that the companies that build the offshore wind equipment and the transmission equipment are going to start to fill in industrial sites in eastern North Carolina. So, like, it's going to take a while. This is a 10 to 20 year process, but it's coming.
Speaking again with State House Representative Greg Meyer, other issues in Raleigh that folks need to be following, that you're following?
I mean, abortion is the big one this
number
year,
one, right?
Yeah. Certainly, it's on people's minds. Lots of people want to talk to me about it. Abortion is still legal in North Carolina, but we had enacted a law that the Republicans had passed and had not gone into effect because of a court order, but with the Dobbs decision, that the court order was struck down. And so now we've gone to a 15-week abortion ban. There are still pretty much all other states in the Southeast do not have access to abortion like we do, but we have more restrictive abortion than those states that are north of us. And so consequently, this year's elections are going to be in a huge way about this. And just in terms of access and human lives, I toured our local Planned Parenthood clinic 2 weeks ago, and they're seeing people from 13 states who are coming here because it's the closest place they can get access to abortion. And then all of that is also impacting how medical providers are doing other types of reproductive health care. And so it really is an issue that's impacting medical providers, it's impacting families, obviously, and it's certainly in the middle of the political scene.
And certainly, like, impacting healthcare that's just really tangentially related to abortion is being restricted now because people are afraid that that might run afoul of some law.
Yeah, I mean, we have seen some kind of ridiculous examples of people saying, oh, well, we can't do this other thing because of the new abortion laws, and it's like, what? Huh? But I think some of that hopefully will settle out, but there's going to be major battles in the legislature over the next few years on this because that's what the Dobbs decision did. It shifted all the responsibility to the states.
People want more information from you or about any of those issues. Where do they go?
I'd be happy to talk with people about what they're interested in using any of my social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of that. My website is gregmeyer.com, and you can always talk to me about legislative issues, or if you need constituent services, the best way to do that is to contact me through my legislative office. Go to the General Assembly's website and feel free to contact us there.
And that is ncleg.net, so go there and find out more as well. State House Representative Greg Meyer, as always, thank you so much for being with
us today. Good to see you, Aaron.